today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam to all of you. So welcome to today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about hypocrisy in Islam. So join us.
Without your warmth, without your smile, without you by my side, the world was so cold, I felt so lost. Without your light, I felt so blind.
Today, Monday, is the 15th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of the month of Azar, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of December, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment of today's special by recitation of chapter al-Baqarah, verse 10. We'll listen to it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون.
In their hearts is disease, so Allah has increased their disease. And for them is a painful punishment because they habitually used to lie.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
If a person is a believing one, his entire being cries faith and indicates his inviction. And if he goes astray, his deviation is revealed both outwardly and inwardly. Dissimilarity of spirit and body possessed by the hypocrite is a new additional disease. It is a sort of contradiction and duplicity or cleft that governs over the self of a man. Hence, in the regularity of creation, everybody who chooses a path and equips himself with the necessary means to pave it, would go forth on that very path.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side.
Dear friend, hypocrisy in Islam is the topic of this program. Today's special from IRIB English Radio. A believer is not a believer until he completely brings himself to accept Allah, the Almighty, the only Allah and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family, his last prophet. But the hypocrite's continuous disbelief on Allah will take them to hellfire. The hypocrites, in front of Muslims, give their loyalty and obedience to Allah only but when they are alone. With their hypocrite companions, they mock the Most Merciful One and His Prophet and His followers. They think they are deceiving Allah, whereas they are the ones getting deceived. Allah has made the believers peace-loving and faithful to His deen. Their religion, a group of people known as hypocrites, has been described as the most dangerous enemy of Islam and Muslims. They are the ones that create chaos and mischief on earth through their hypocritical nature. They sow doubts in the hearts of the believers by speaking about the religion negatively in a persuasive manner. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin-istain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the problem of hypocrisy. We find that those people who pretended to be believers, but in fact, they were not, as believers as they claimed, they harmed the Islamic history, Islamic teachings, and the whole course of Islamic civilization, generally speaking, they have harmed the course of Islamic civilization much more than the harms received from non-Muslims and polytheists. Because when a person is a polytheist, because when someone doesn't believe in the Islamic religion and comes to you, you understand that, okay? You know that, okay? This person doesn't believe in the Islamic religion. So I know what to do with him, and I know on which basis do I have to talk with him? How should I approach him? Okay, how should I answer his or her questions and so on? Or when someone believes in another religion, for example, when someone is Christian, is Jew, Zoroastrian, or Buddhist, or any other religion, you know that, well, he or she does have a certain religious basis or religious background. So when you want to approach him or her or answer him or her, and for transactions and so on, okay, you know that, okay, that person isn't Muslim. For example, let's say he's a Christian, or for example, he's a Jew. Okay, no problem, okay, it's up to him or her, okay, whichever religion he or she may prefer to have. Okay. On the other hand, I do know that I'm a true Muslim. I'm a Muslim, and I have, a certain set of duties and obligations to consider in approaching, in transacting with other people. But when someone pretends to be a Muslim, but in fact he isn't a Muslim, not only is he an indifferent person, but also he's very much active on the opposite line, on the opposite front, okay? And this happened in the early Islamic history.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
At this time, let's speak about characteristics of a hypocrite. A hypocrite is a dangerous friend than a disbeliever enemy, as he masks his hypocrisy with a false loyalty and mere words. The intentions of a hypocrite are unclear to the believers, and they're played by them due to their eloquent speech and outward display of fidelity. The Prophet Muhammad had mentioned the four characteristics of a hypocrite, and whoever has them is one of them. If a person has some element of these characteristics, he's also one of them, unless he repents and gets rid of them. The first characteristic is when he speaks, he lies. The second one is when he makes a promise, he breaks it. Number three, when he's trusted, he betrays people. And number four, when he quarrels, he uses obscene speech.
جلالي والإكرام يا إلهي.
one question and its answer, of course. How to cure hypocrisy in Islam? Dear friend, try to find out why it is that you lie. Is it because you are afraid of displeasing people? Are you unable to say no to someone when they request you to do something? Or do you lie in order to appear to be better than you really are? If you lie because you are too afraid to offend people or to face confrontational and challenging situations, then you'll need to build up your self-esteem and your self-confidence. This will require long-term efforts, but you can start by reading books in the self-help genre and attending short self-help courses and workshops to change the way you view yourself. If you tell lies because it's a family habit, because in some families, unfortunately, lying is the norm, then you need to work on your family, too. You need to remind them that lying is a sin and that it brings nothing but loss and self-destruction in both this life and the next.
Hypocrisy is a spiritual illness that sits in the heart. It is an extremely dangerous spiritual illness. What is hypocrisy exactly? Hypocrisy is to believe in one thing but express another. To have one emotion but to express another emotion. You might dislike someone in your heart, but you express friendliness to that person. This is a form of hypocrisy. Someone who pretends to like you while they actually hate you and despise you, this person is called a hypocrite. This person is called two-faced. Many people can be hypocrites. If it is in their best interest to express feelings that they don't actually have, they will become hypocrites. Your employee might be a hypocrite. Deep down inside, that employee actually hates you, but they smile in your face and they flatter you and they tell you words that you want to hear. This is being hypocritical. Many people could be hypocrites. Some friends can be hypocrites. They flatter you. They tell you things that make you happy, but deep down inside, they hold resentment against you. They hold a grudge and hatred against you. These people are hypocrites, and we tend to call hypocrites snakes. Why snakes? Because a snake feels good to hold, but as soon as you touch, it snaps back at you and gives you a poisonous bite.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic, hypocrisy in Islam, on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Till another visiting, thank you very much, and we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.